1-2-1-2 in the place to be. What's up, y'all? This is Poe. Now, Politics with Poe. How you doing? How you living? I'm sitting back chilling. That rhyme. Anyway, just want to say shout out to all my day ones that's been here since 2008. If you're new to the show, Poe Politics and self-help meets hip-hop meets personal development. Basically, just trying to sprinkle you with a little game with each interview. Interview a lot of upcoming artists, well-known artists, you know, all over the place with it. I really enjoy doing this. This is my passion. So anybody that listens to this, and you know, I see the downloads, I see them going up. So hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. I hope you're enjoying it. You can always hit me up at PoePoliticking@gmail.com. Social media, PoePoliticking. I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm on YouTube, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. Shout out to some of my homies, man. My homies, Kev Hate Hip Hop. He has a good podcast. Check him out. Kev Hates Hip Hop. Then my homie Amani Experience. He has a good podcast. Two of my boys. And today's show, I just want to talk about some of my goals I've been working on that I'm achieving. So I just want to share with y'all, you know. And the first one is my homie, man. Me and DJ Pierre, we always, back of my mind, I always want to have like a little, my own radio show, station or network. So I really want to end up having an office somewhere and having a real studio. But right now, we still have the network online. It's on Spreaker. Type in DJ Pierre. We got a couple shows on there. I got the Poe Politics show on there. DJ Pierre has his show on there. He's doing his mixes. We have a Foot Locker show. It's a group on Facebook, a secret society group on Facebook where we talk about sports. It's like a, that's all I'm going to say. But we got that group. Then Nina Redder had a show on there. Then we got two black brothers. I play that sometimes on this show, but I have that with DJ Perry. And we talk about, it's live. We have live guests, and we just talk about, you know, we talk about racial issues. So I'm proud of that, because that's been in the back of my mind for a couple of years now, so I'm proud to accomplish that. And the next thing I'm really proud that I finally did, that's been on my mind for years, I opened up an online store. So I've been wanting to do this for years. So I want to talk about the store, some of the products. Like I said, I'm trying to keep doing this. I want to do this as a career full time, but I don't want to be begging my listeners for money. But you know, anybody that wants support, we making quality products that you can wear. You know, support the brand, support the movement, and I appreciate you. So the website is PoePoliticking@myshopify.com. So you go there, click on catalog. Got a couple shirts on here. I have the Poe Politicking 10th anniversary tee. So we're on the 11th year, but the 10th anniversary had a special logo. So I got that tee. Then I have the Poe Politicking Volume 9 and Volume 8. The mixtape covers, I made those into t-shirts. Then anybody that really, you know, been down since day one, they'll know about the group I was in, Extraordinary Gentlemen. It was the production group I was working with. So I made a hoodie, special limited edition hoodie for my homie Flacco Flies, pink. But all these shirts have different colors, different sizes, and you can order through PayPal, secure, legit. Then my designer, my collection I'm working on right now too is the Mesa Musa line. A lot of people don't know who Mansa Musa is, but Mansa Musa was the richest man in the world. You know, that's still today. So he had bank, and he's a black guy from Maui. What? Mali? Yeah, M-A-L-I, however you say that. But yeah, he's the richest man in the world. So you need to check him out. I was thinking about doing a special podcast just for him, reading about his story. So still might work on that. Yeah, but with him, I made a lot of products. I made some hoodies, kids' hoodies, adults' hoodies. I made the presents, the men's tee. I made the kids' tee. I made the infant tee. So I made a lot of stuff. I made a phone case. So a lot of stuff from Mansa Musa. I figured with Black History Month going on and presidential campaign, because it say Mansa Musa for president 2020. But the 2020 is in Roman numerals, so yeah. And then I made the DJ Perry. He got the hoodie on there. He has a shirt on there. Then we had a shirt. We talked about it on one of our podcasts. He was saying his mama always used to tell him, you forgot. You better unforgot. So we made a shirt. It's like, oh, you forgot, you better unforgot. And it's like had a quote by Black Mom. So it's like the little dash instead of Black Mama. So we got some cool shirts on here. So go to polepolitikin.myshopify.com. And then let me know. Like I said, we're going to keep making some shirts on there. We got some surprises working on there. But I'm really proud of that. Really proud of, you know, when I set a goal and I achieve it. That's the best thing in the world. But yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about for today. I just want to really hype up that. Like I said, the store. Me and my homie DJ Period, we doing it with the radio station. So, yeah, you can always hit me up. PolePolitikin@gmail.com. Got more content on the way. So, stay tuned. My homie Larry on the beat. I holler.